Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle. I'm so glad that you're here for this episode. I think I have this conversation a lot in the women that I coach and that I counsel, and even inside of our member community. And it's this idea of reconciliation, which is often entwined with forgiveness. I know that sometimes we don't often say, like, I need to reconcile with somebody, but I 100% have the conversation a lot about reconciliation. So this episode is for you if maybe your heart is just hurting and somebody has hurt you and you're trying to figure out, like, what do I do? Like, how do I move forward with this person if they've hurt me? And a lot of this, honestly, is about rebuilding trust. That is the process of reconciliation, is really rebuilding trust. And there's stages to this. And so we're going to talk about that today. Hang out with me in this episode as I talk about how to restore the bridge that feels broken. Hey, friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. When we are walking through the process of reconciliation, we are really coming together, like I said, to restore what was broken. And it's often this bridge is what people love to use, that analogy of this bridge that connected, you know, maybe my heart to yours now feels broken. And I think that there are different levels, of course, of pain and hurt, and different levels of the reconciliation. So maybe that bridge just lost a board and we just need to figure out, okay, this really hurt me. I need to just put a board in. And others, you just feel like the whole bridge is gone. And you're trying to figure out how to start back up, but just one piece of wood at a time, right? And building that bridge. So we do that through rebuilding trust to create reconciliation. Now I think about times in my own life where I tried to rebuild trust with this particular friend of mine. And I did that by confrontation. We had to be willing to confront them. And this trust was broken because of a bunch of lies that I kept hearing about. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go to them. And when I tried to talk to this person and rebuild that trust, I continued to hear more things being said about me. And when I would go to her, we would talk it out and we would appear that things were working and that things were changing, right? You know, oh, you know, the texting might went back to normal, but then I would notice that the behavior really wouldn't change after 2 weeks. So it would change immediately when we would have that conversation, right? But then after 2 weeks, that would kind of wear off. And you can't rebuild trust with somebody like that or reconcile on a continuous basis. And so we can reconcile in the sense of we've talked, but we're not in each other's lives anymore. And we had to agree that that was the right thing for us. So we can reconcile in the fact of forgiving. We're not going to be in each other's lives. There's no animosity. But to me, that full reconciliation, if you're the women I mentor and coach and counsel, often they want to rebuild trust with that person. And that's really what we're going to be talking about. And so trust is really built on foundation of consistency and the consistency of character is really what I want to say. And it is change, and we learn from the mistakes, and that takes time and sustained effort, consistency of character and sustained effort. So additionally, the person who experienced the breach, they need time to process their feelings, to rebuild a sense of security and gradually open up themselves again. So we don't want to rush this process because it can really lead to superficial like fixes that don't really address the root cause. You know, for me, going back to the example of my friend, is I kept trying to go back and to get to the root cause, like what is going on? And even as time would pass, I would say, hey, is everything okay with us? And she would kind of just say, yeah, everything's fine. But then I just didn't feel secure. I didn't feel safe in this relationship. Every month inside of the member community, they get a biblical study. And I wrote a biblical study on rebuilding trust. It's not quite out yet, and it's getting edited right now, but the member community will get it first. And I wrote this biblical study on rebuilding trust with 6 stages in mind that we actually process through when it comes to reconciliation and rebuilding trust. But next month inside the community, we're actually going to be talking about stress and anxiety. So this was actually chosen by the members of the community. I keep having this conversation with the women, and it seems like stress and anxiety keep popping up. So if you are somebody that right now you're like, that is me, I want to know all the things about managing stress and anxiety, what's going on in my body, join us inside of the member community on Patreon. You can cancel at any time, but just go to patreon.com/Jessica Hoddle and join us over there. The thing I also want to note is that rebuilding trust and reconciliation is a delicate process, and it really must be approached with wisdom. Okay. And again, I am not talking about, this is just a disclaimer, I'm not talking about rebuilding trust that is referring to subjecting oneself to an abusive or harmful situation. Now, each stage is laid out in detail in the biblical study of rebuilding trust that will be coming out soon. But I'm going to just like condense them in a very small pieces to make this podcast sustainable and just to get you thinking. Stage one, when there's reconciliation and a rebuilding of trust that has to happen, we have to find our security in God. We know that no one human can ever satisfy us, but God can. So above anything in this world, we can find satisfaction and love from God that doesn't come with credentials or requirements to meet. To be secure in someone is really to find security in God first. Psalm 107:9 says, "For he satisfies the longing soul and the hungry soul he fills with good things." The English word for satisfieth was translated from the Hebrew word saba. The Hebrew word means fill to satisfaction, literally or figuratively. So the Father will fill our longing soul to satisfaction. When we believe this, that creates an ability to trust others because we are finding our security in God first. We have to go back. That's stage one. We have to go back to that. Stage two is establishing safety in a relationship. There is safety in being known. When we feel known, we feel protected. And when our heart embraces the Father's love, we feel known and we feel seen. Therefore, when we feel seen, we begin to realize what we experience and what we feel, it really matters because our lives and pain matter to God. And when we know that our pain matters, we can work through our pain and process it in a way that honors God and the people around us. And I know that when trust is broken, it tells us that in this relationship, I'm no longer safe. That's the reality. And it's true. When somebody breaks our trust and we're trying to reconcile, and it's important I say reconciliation, another disclaimer, involves both people. If both people are not willing to resolve and work through and rebuild the bridge, it's not going to create a sense of safety and security that it once was. So we don't feel no longer safe. It tells us that I no longer feel seen or known. And so our sense of safety was threatened really the moment the trust was broke. And this is something that, again, all of these I write in detail in the study, and the member community gets that first. If you want to join us inside the member community, that will be coming probably within the next definitely 2 months, but next month we're talking about stress and anxiety. But the reality is this, is that restoring safety in a relationship is the process of reconciliation and forgiveness that we see throughout scripture. In the biblical study, I actually share 8 ways to restore safety in a relationship. Like, what does that look like? But number one, again, stage one is finding our security in God. Number two, we have to establish safety back in the relationship. Number three is the beginning process of forgiveness. So forgiveness can happen from the beginning. These are not stages that are like, they're going to fluctuate is what I'm trying to say. Like, these are not exact. These are not the end all be all. These are just to give you an idea of kind of what we tend to process through is we want to find our security in God. And typically in that stage, we're angry. And so you haven't even began to process forgiveness yet because you're still angry. And for us to even begin to restore relationship, we have to realize that this person wants to reconcile. And we have to know that they're committed to begin to make this place safe. And then you feel like your anger isn't as bad and that you can start to process a forgiveness. Now, we're never going to feel ready to forgive somebody. We're just not. And I talk so much about forgiveness all the time on the podcast. I'm also diving more into decisional forgiveness versus emotional forgiveness. And I break them down. But the process that we go through in stage three is the beginning of the process of forgiveness, because we actually have to walk out. There's decisional, which is between you and God, and then emotional, which comes with replacing the negative and the negative emotions that we're carrying with the truth. Stage four is all about restoring respect. Now, I think a lot of people don't realize that these stages exist when you're trying to rebuild trust and reconcile with somebody, is you actually have to restore respect for that person. Once we've started to forgive them, we have to kind of walk through these different quality traits to begin to show respect toward each other, right? Respect in the relationship in general. And that requires humility, great empathy, communication, so much communication. And it requires patience. Patience is huge, and consistency. These are some quality traits that we are going to have to work through to restoring respect, because you don't fully trust this person yet, but you have to both agree to get to a certain level of, we want this to work. And so we recognize that me continuing to throw things in your face or to bring this up is going to require us to talk to each other differently. And you might want to do this with of course, a biblical counselor, therapist. You might need even just sitting down with your pastor, your community. Having somebody that can be a mediator is huge in that as well. Number five, the stage five, I should say, is clearly communicated boundaries. So kind of these are going to lay a great foundation to actually get to stage six, which is the rebuilding phase. A lot of these are going to lay the groundwork, these stages, so that when six comes, you have this groundwork that you build upon and you build in consistency. So we really want to, in stage five, what are the boundaries? What does respect look like to you in the relationship? How can you ensure that you both feel respected? These are some questions you can ask. Are there specific behaviors or actions that make you uncomfortable? How can you be mindful of them? What about ways that you need personal space or time alone? How can you guys support that with each other? How do you prefer to communicate about issues or concerns related to the relationship versus maybe how they do? And what would be great to check in with each other? And these are all just great questions to get you started. They're more detailed and outlined inside of the biblical study that will be available. But most importantly, it's another piece that we have to be willing to confront, to communicate, so that both people can begin to feel safe to be in the relationship again. Now, this whole podcast is designed around the idea that both people do want to reconcile. And I don't know what stage you're at in that of maybe you don't want to reconcile, because reconcile is not required, but forgiveness is a command. They're two different things that we really have to be clear about. Forgiveness is a command from God, but reconciliation is not. Now, we are called to reconcile people to Christ, to Jesus, but we are not called to reconcile ourselves and rebuilding trust in a relationship. Super important to define the difference. And I want you to know that. And of course, stage six is rebuilding through action. And these stages, they're going to take longer than others. Some stages you might be on for a while, like really figuring out and going through your own beliefs about God in stage one. Do I trust God? Do I feel safe with God? That could be your starting point, and you might be there for a while before you can even begin to trust somebody, because you correlated all of who you thought God was into a person, and that person let you down, and now you're questioning God because you're questioning that person. So some of the stages, again, that we've talked about, you're going to go in and out of them, but the consistent action, which is really founded on the discussed boundaries between you two, is really one of the most important stages in the repairing process. We can trust God because he never changes, which means who he is toward us is always constant and the same, and his love is unchanging toward us. And this gives us the ability to reconcile if we are called to reconcile in this relationship. If you want to continue conversations like this, join us inside the member community. It's an extension of the podcast, but really we're just continuing conversations around mental health and the church. In next month, we're going to be talking about stress and anxiety. You can join us inside there at patreon.com/Jessica Hoddle. You can cancel anytime. You get emails to you so that you know when posts are up there for you. And the great thing I love about it is it's on an app and it's not on social media, so you won't get lost in the newsfeed. I hope to see you there. Come join us. It's $7 a month right now, and the price will go up. But right now it's only $7 a month for you to join us. So let me repeat the stages again. Stage one, finding our security in God. Stage two, establishing safety in a relationship. Stage three, beginning the process of forgiveness. Stage four, restoring respect. Stage five, clearly communicated boundaries. Stage six, rebuilding through action. If you have any questions, feel free to message me on Facebook or Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. But if you want to go deep into these conversations, come join us inside of the member community. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. And I'll see you next week.